NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, usually on the 2nd of January, we spend most of the day looking forward to the year ahead. But today, we're actually looking back on all of the events that happened in 1975. And Ciara Tracy from our digital team is with me for the first Throwback Thursday. Ciara, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's an absolute pleasure to kick it off for you guys.
So we are talking about 1975, all of the big events. What happened?
Okay, so the main one that I think happened in 1975 is the end of the Vietnam War. So something that I actually never knew, it was Bing Crosby's White Christmas marked the end of the Vietnam War despite it ending in April. This was played out on the American radio service, and that was the sign for American personnel to evacuate Vietnam.
Right.
So we 2 decades of war, and at the end of April 1975, it became clear that the Vietnamese in the north were going to take over the South Vietnamese capital. And this was marked by the fall of Saigon. So North Vietnamese forces bombed an airbase in Saigon. And that was when the American evacuation began in the city and ended 2 decades of war.
Yeah. So it's April 1975.
Yes.
But
Bing Crosby's White Christmas was the sign for people. That's when people knew, okay, we need to get out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
This is definitely, I think, one of the most recognisable movie theme tunes that's out there.
And the biggest film of the year in 1975 was Steven Spielberg's Jaws.
Jaws, so it is unbelievable.
That noise gives me the fear so much. That music is so iconic. Are you a fan of the film?
Loved it. Oh, it's one of my favourite movies.
See, and I have never seen it, which is so...
Ever?
I've never seen it.
What?
I know all the quotes, we're going to need a bigger boat and like everything, but I feel like I'll just be terrified.
So you don't know that theme tune?
I know the theme tune. I know it's the shark, but I've never seen Jaws.
Any of them.
Like, why do you love it so much?
I just think it's a brilliant film. It's excellent.
So is it just set on a boat?
Is there three or four?
Yeah, I think there's
maybe
three.
There's more even than I think than that. But the first three are very good. So basically the village, the town, is under, if you want to say, attack from the shark. And there's various different versions of it, and they're out in the boat and they're swimming and the whole lot.
But, and it's the same shark every time?
Well, I don't know if it's... No, it's not. No, so they kill it and they get... There's a new one comes back and there's...
It sounds like there's a shark infestation problem or something.
Yeah, big time. But it's unbelievable. Like, it's an absolutely fantastic series of movies.
I'm a massive Spielberg fan, but that's just one that just hasn't screamed out to me to watch. I don't know why.
And it's because it's so old school now.
But I like that, though.
Will you watch it tonight?
For
Please.
You, I will.
Do.
New year, new me.
You're not a sea swimmer, are you?
I actually am, but I don't think there are too many fish in Dublin of me getting gulled up by a shark. Listen, sure you don't know.
It's brilliant. So that movie came out
in 1975. Yeah. And then following from that, the biggest sport moment of the year was Muhammad Ali against Joe Frazier. This was known as the Thriller in Manila. Mm. So it was boxing. And it was actually another kind of fun fact about this was, not too fun, but linking back to the Vietnam War, Muhammad Ali was actually stripped of his title and boxing license after he conscientiously objected to join the war in Vietnam. So by 1970, Olympic gold medalist Joe Frazier had established himself as the best heavyweight title contender in the world after Muhammad Ali. So they then got to fight in 1975. Muhammad Ali won technical knockout. And although he won, he actually famously said that surviving Joe Frazier's assault in Manila was the closest thing to death that he had ever experienced. And there was a great respect for the two of them. He said, next to me, Joe Frazier's the best heavyweight fighter in the world.
Yeah, so that was the biggest sports moment of 1975.
Yeah, iconic, some great artwork from it. And yeah, they left a lot of blood, sweat and tears on that ring.
Yeah, so from the biggest, I suppose, historical moment to the biggest movie and then the sports moment of the year, this happened.
We deeply regret to announce the death of the former president of Ireland, Eamon de Valera. He had been ill for some time with a heavy cold and had grown steadily weaker over the past few days. At Mr. De Valera's bedside when he died just before noon in Linden Nursing Home, Black Rock, County Dublin, were all the members of his family, one of whom said he died peacefully.
So former revolutionary Taoiseach, President of Ireland, Eamon de Valera did die aged 92 on the 29th of August 1975. The government announced a day of mourning and he was buried in Glasnevin Cemetery after the state funeral. And actually, I was talking to my dad about this over Christmas and he was there at the funeral in Glasnevin.
Was he?
Yeah, he just so happened to have seen it. He was out with family, obviously a very young child, and he said he'd never seen such a massive turnout like that. And I think that just shows, obviously, the legacy of someone as a powerhouse like de Valera is absolutely brilliant to see. And it was absolutely groundbreaking, like very sad moment in the country as well.
Now, finally, another one of your big moments of 1975.
Yeah, this is a quirky one. So it was January 1975 when Hungarian Ern Rubik applied for the patent for his invention, which he then called the Magic Cube and then became the Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube. So that's when it was introduced.
Yeah, and I actually thought, fair play. He didn't even originally try to name it after himself. So I was like, fair play to you, very humble. And it was actually an accident, the creation. It was initially developed as a teaching tool for architecture students to understand the fundamentals of 3D objects and structural integrity. And it then became what it is now known as...
I did not know that.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool. But I actually have never completed a Rubik's Cube either. Have you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I just
remember,
think it's like,
but I have.
I feel like you would never be able to forget that. Absolute. I'd be so smug.
I'd
be so smug. But apparently there are literally like a million ways to kind of crack it. But I just find it kind of poxy. I'm like, oh, listen, if I can't do it in the first 5 minutes, my ego's already dented.
Music from 1975.
Right. So
wow.
These songs aren't from 1975, but they were number one on this day, 2nd of January. So okay. The first one we have is Perfect by Ed Sheeran. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath that you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. So that was Ed Sheeran, Perfect.
Mm.
That was number one on January the 2nd, but Andrea, what year?
I haven't a breeze, but I feel that everything Ed Sheeran is kind of in the last 10 years. So I'm just going to guess 2018, but I don't actually
know. Right.
No
way. 2018.
Are you serious?
Yes, you're on fire already. Oh my God. 2025, you little brain box.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah. No, I did not know that.
Okay.
I should have said nothing though and just pretended.
No, you were dead right.
Right. That was the number one in Ireland. This was number one in the UK.
So that was The Flying Pickets, Only You. It has been covered so much. So this might throw you off for when it was number one.
I really don't have a notion of this either.
2nd of January, what year? I feel like it's very synthy, so that might be a little bit of a clue.
No, it won't be for me. I am just going to guess 19... total guess. I'll say 1980, but I haven't a breeze.
1984.
Go
on. A couple of years out. Yeah, you got the decade right, but that was... Yeah,
that's another surprise. This was number one in the US, though.
It needs no introduction. It's Michael Jackson, Black
or
White. But what year?
God,
but what
year?
So obviously, this is a career that spans several decades.
That's what's kind of thrown me. I don't think it's as late as you might think.
No.
But I'm just guessing 1989.
Oh, 1992.
Is it that?
It was 92.
I actually thought it was much later. I thought you were going to say it was way earlier than that.
Geez. No. So 92 was when this came out. Yeah, so it was the start of the 90s when Michael came back a wipe. Yeah, that was the biggest song in January 2nd, 1992 in the US.
Just on Jaws, the listeners got in touch to say you need to watch it, right? And with Jaws, the shark doesn't even appear all that often in most of the movies, but it's the tension that it brings.
Psychological.
Is genius. It's the power of anticipation. So I'm going to chat to you about this tomorrow. Ciara Tracy from the News Talk Digital Team, thanks a million for bringing us on a little trip down memory lane in Throwback Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
'Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to savings. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.